Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a curious but worn out blue belt.
With a stripe.
Oh, yeah, I do have a stripe. I'm a blue belt with a stripe.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
Okay, I'm tired. Can we talk about why I'm so tired?
I don't know. It's not my fault.
Maybe a little.
Okay, fine. So our theme this week is like micro drills. So just like each step over and over and over again, and then adding the next step and doing it over and over and over again. And really everybody has been extremely exhausted at the end of each class. Mm-hmm. And so then my question for you guys was, am I not working you hard enough on a normal basis, or are you just not working hard enough?
It could maybe, at times, maybe it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think there are definitely days that I could be a little more focused and work a little harder.
Yeah.
What's really been nice though, is that I feel like my brain has had a little bit of a rest, but my body is like, oh God, can we just go back to learning new things?
Yeah, that is a very interesting point, because we're like micro drilling things. Like Monday, we worked a triangle a million times. Mm-hmm. Today was an armbar from guard. So yeah, you're right. Like it's not like your brain really has to learn new things and like focus, that kind of stuff, but your body is doing it over and over and over. But that's what's creating muscle memory too.
Right.
Like I want the moment I touch this, I do this. The moment I go here, I go here. You know, like,
yeah,
whatever. But yeah, I think that those micro drills are really giving you a lot more confidence in that one move.
Right. Until I was so exhausted and I tried to hit something in rolling and I was like, what?
Do I know jiu-jitsu?
We just did this and now it has completely left my brain. That was more on the triangle that we worked on Monday. But I was like, okay, I'm here. I'm going to get this. And then it was like, no, you're not going to get this today.
Interesting. So did you forget how to do it? Did your body not just do it?
My body and my brain failed at the same time.
Well, and I think that's another like important reason, because if you're going to compete, tournaments are exhausting, right? Like you're going to have an adrenaline dump. So just training to a point of exhaustion.
Yeah.
And then still training.
Yeah.
And seeing what you can do when your body is just like kind of feeling done. It reminds me of David Goggins. Mm-hmm. And he says like, you're only using whatever percent of what you actually have in the tank.
Yeah.
So like, yes, you're exhausted, but how well can you still perform even when you think your body's done?
Well, based on today, not very well. That doesn't mean I won't get there. But I have really liked just focusing on the drills, because it's nice to give my brain a break and just focus on all of the millions of little details that I keep leaving out.
Yeah. And that definitely happens. And, you know, we get kind of in that like rush, like, oh, I got this. This is, I know how to do an armbar from guard. That's easy.
Right.
But even like today, part of the drills we were doing, I was talking about how it can help with your omoplatas and your kimuras. And Mariah was like, I've never thought to use this for a kimura.
I thought the same thing.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, obviously we all know Mariah's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's helpful for everybody just to kind of focus on those little things that maybe you're missing when you start to get fast and therefore a little sloppy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not of the mindset of like train your tail off every single day. I believe in a little bit of balance in your life, and I believe in allowing your body to recoup. I think one of the most toxic jiu-jitsu thoughts is like no days off kind of thing.
Yeah.
No. I think days off are very important for your mind and your body. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, kicking up the training and wearing yourself out is good for you too.
Yeah. Now I just have to figure out how to not be cranky after that.
You should feel good. I mean, you like
should.
You should. Like, no, feel good. Feel like, man, you know what? I worked hard today.
Yeah.
Like you should have like that kind of just feeling of like, I'm exhausted, but it is a feel good exhausted. Like I worked my tail off today.
Well, see, that should be what happens, but my head goes, you need to be working harder because you shouldn't be that tired.
Well, look
around. That's the voice in my head.
Look around. Everybody in the room was tired. And I'm not going to say you're on the older end of the room.
But
we are. So, you know, and you look like, who is the youngest in the room? Mariah?
Yeah.
And she has energy for days.
Right.
But it's still a lot of work, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. It's still like, everybody's like, man, that's a lot of work. And last night in class, after doing the like micro drills, everyone was exhausted. I mean, just pouring sweat. Like, yeah. Everybody just looked done. And then they rolled for 30 minutes afterwards.
Oh, God.
So it's not just you. Mm-hmm. So tell Joe Pesci to get out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's tired. It's right. You know, we just work harder. Feel good about how hard you worked and bring that same mentality into the next class. I'm going to work hard.
Oh, God. I've already said I'm coming back to class tomorrow, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yay. I'm so excited.
I honestly was surprised Anand came in today because I worked him to death yesterday. We only ended up with a couple people in morning class and I just murdered the two of them. So I was impressed when he was back today. I was like, you sore? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good to come back sore.
Yeah.
And work through. Because that's the other thing is I had done some kettlebell swings this week and my legs were already mad at me.
Yeah.
And so adding to that, the drilling, it was like, oh.
Yep. You know my answer is you're good, or that's good for you, right?
Yeah, I know. I know that's the answer.
I mean, really, like getting in some movement when you're that sore is really good for you. Like that's going to help with the, get out the lactic acid and everything. So
yeah,
it is good.
And I'll be back tomorrow.
That's right.
For more. Oh my gosh.
With Jennifer, because main training partner's coming back tomorrow too.
Yay.
I think we've exhausted the exhaustion topic.
Yes, I'm exhausted from talking about it. So let's talk about worlds and how your first worlds at Black Belt was.
Yeah, I mean, it went okay. My first match against Ginger, I honestly kind of panic tapped. Still happens, even at Black Belt. She took me down, she went knee on belly, and I had hurt my rib like a week before, and just the pressure from her knee on belly, I was like, my rib feels like it's going to explode.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Just, it was dumb. But in the moment, like, I feel like I had very clear thoughts for all of this tournament. Uh-huh. And in the moment, I was in a 3-man bracket and I just thought, I want to start this over, right?
Yeah.
I know that if I lose this match, I still get to go on and fight again, which is not normal for the Federation. And that then if I win that match, I can come back and fight Ginger again.
Mm-hmm.
So couple issues, like one, I knew that, which right. is kind of that moment of like, when somebody's like, well, I can't win that. You're like, not with that attitude, right?
Right.
Like that
kinda,
like, I kind of already, I had some quit in me, mm-hmm. Which isn't good at all. But also one of those things where, you know, like because I'd hurt my rib, you know,
yeah.
we're kind of protecting it. And so people aren't like smashing me like they should. And so like just that moment of like, oh my God, this sucks. I just want out.
Yeah.
So I was very disappointed in myself for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of one of those like either I tap and we start again or my rib breaks and I tap and then I don't get to go on and fight anymore.
Right.
And probably it wouldn't have broken. But in the moment I was panicky and I was just like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
My next match was against Danuza. She is about 6 foot tall and a second degree black belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, black belts, very deep waters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I feel like my match with her was pretty decent. Like my stand up was pretty good. She took me down once off the mat onto the concrete.
Yikes.
Yeah, that sucked. Also coming off of a concussion. So I'd gotten a concussion 2 weeks before Worlds. So I was, you know, being very careful
yeah.
leading up to it. Rattled brain a little. But yeah, so she took me off the mat or took me down off the mat onto the concrete. That rattled me a bit, but like I really kind of got up mad because
mm-hmm.
The ref had said stop. Like,
yeah.
Let's stop. And I don't get mad when I compete. Pretty much ever.
But yeah.
I was a little mad. Like I just was just mad about it.
Yeah.
And we ran out of bounds a couple times. So, you know, ended up that she got my got me down, had my back, and was trying to choke me for a while. I fought off the chokes pretty well, but ended up getting mounted. You know, like sometimes that's what happens, like you're defending the submission.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they gain a better position. And it was like 30 seconds left and I'm down 10 points. So mm-hmm. I'm down the takedown, rear mount, and mount. And it was like, go for broke. You're already losing. Just, you know, go for broke. Throw up something crazy. And so I went to throw up an Ezekiel from under mount. Never something I would recommend unless it's the last 30 seconds and you're down yeah. points, right? So I threw up that Ezekiel and got Americana'd. Mm-hmm. So I was pleased that I fought really hard. I yeah. never quit in that match ever. Mm-hmm. Like I fought and fought and fought, even though I was, you know, but she was better than me every day of the week.
Yeah.
But I didn't give up like I did in the first match.
Yeah.
So I went on to do the Open. I did lose my first match in the Open against a girl from Danuza's team, but it was fun. I had a good time. Not a great starting record, but like first matches at black belt, not a big deal. Yeah, I had a great time. It was good to be out there with the team. Rachel was sad because she didn't get to coach me because she was competing literally like the match before mine at one point, the match like on the mat next to me, you know, like so. But I told her, my main reason for competing at Worlds was not for her to coach me. It mm-hmm. was to compete alongside her. So I got to, you know, I got to experience that and it was really cool.
Good. What was a highlight of the trip for you off the mat?
I think one of the highlights is always getting to see so many people, mm-hmm. you know, like just people that you never see anymore aside from at Worlds. Like Jen Zanotti is a good example. She was from Chicago. So we used to see each other at like Chicago Opens and stuff, but now she lives in like Maryland. So I never see her anymore. So getting to see her at the tournament or just like lots of people like that, that I don't get to see much, mm-hmm. Is always one of the highlights. One of the other kind of highlights is kind of on the mat, but not in a competition sense. So I got to do two private lessons with Courtney Olson. Courtney runs Girl, uh-huh. GRRRL, the clothing company. And so I taught her a no-gi 2-hour private one day and then a gi private for an hour the next day. And so like that was really a cool experience.
Nice.
Yeah. Another highlight was just kind of being around our new team more, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been on this team and, you know, we've been with these people for a couple of decades, really. They've been our friends. We hang out with them at tournaments. We always like, we've often gotten houses together in Vegas. So like these people have, you know, always been our friends.
Yeah.
But being a part of their team was really nice. They are very good about everybody's mat side for your match.
Nice.
Everybody's at the podium for you. You know, like they're very just team oriented. Mm-hmm. And I was very impressed at how well they all looked to the good things you did. Like, win or lose, there are things that you can learn. Absolutely. Every match.
Yeah.
I've very rarely seen a flawless match that there was nothing you could have done better. So you should be learning from everything. But I was really impressed at how, like, encouraging they were and how much they found the good in each match for everybody. Mm-hmm. So that if you came off the match or off the mat feeling, you know, kind of defeated, yeah. it's like, you know, man, that part was good. You did such a good job in this part. Like it was very uplifting to be a part of that team.
That makes it fun.
Yeah, it really does. It makes for an overall better experience. Like not once did anybody tell me that like I suck at jujitsu or I don't know jujitsu or, you know, like nobody was like, man, that was really terrible. You really, you know, crapped the bed on that one or anything. So, you know, it was all really good. Even in the match with Ginger, which, you know, I was very disappointed in, and I actually didn't do a single thing right or offensively, they, you know, we just didn't talk about it. We just moved on. Like, yeah. Didn't have to be like, well, you got out there. You know, you got out there. You did your first black belt match. Now we move on to the next one. So,
did you feel like any more nervous or anything going into this one since it was your first one at black belt?
You know, I didn't think I would be because I kept saying, it's my first at black belt. No pressure, right? Yeah. But I still was pretty nervous in the bullpen and stuff. And I tried to keep, you know, like a smile on my face, music that I enjoyed and looking around and being like, these are all black belts and so am I. And, you know, like,
yeah.
but I still was pretty nervous just, you know, maybe not doing a good enough job breathing and things like that. So I'm not as nervous as I've been for other tournaments in the past, definitely, mm-hmm. but not as cool as a cucumber as I was for Pans.
So what else do you have going on that's new and exciting and fun?
Well, we did open up registration for camp.
That's exciting.
Yes. So Indie Base Camp will be July 7th through the 9th in Indianapolis, just in case you needed that. And we did put up registration now through October 31st. You can get $100 off by registering with the code BG100. So like Beauty and the Gi 100. And that will get you $100 off.
Yay.
Yeah, right? And the first 50 people that register will get a free rash guard. I know that as of the time of this recording, we're pretty close to 50. So I'm not really sure like what the exact number is on that, but we're pretty close. So get registered, try and get that free rash guard.
Yeah.
And yeah, so super excited. We have not announced any of the instructors or anything yet. Most people know that they want to attend Role Model Camp. They know we always put out a good product and we always bring in amazing coaches. So they're going to go ahead and get registered and reserve their spot because I really do think we're going to sell out. This is number 10. This will be our 10th Indie Base Camp. So
I registered already.
Yes, you did.
I just want to go see my friends.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I made so many new friends at camp last year and rolled with strangers right. that are now my friends.
Exactly. Speaking of strangers and friends, the day I competed, I was getting in the elevator at the hotel at Worlds. And there was this girl behind me. I apologize. I think her name's Elizabeth. And she said, "Excuse me, are you on that podcast?"
No way.
And I was like, "Yes, I am. Thanks for saying hello and making my day."
That's awesome.
It was so cool. I was like, "Please, everybody, come say hi to me because that was so much fun." I was like, "Yes, yes, I am. Thanks for asking."
Oh, that makes me so happy to hear that.
Yeah. I wanted to do a Beauty and the Gi Instagram story about it. And then, you know, you compete and you forget.
Yeah.
But that really was one of the highlights of the trip was just having somebody like, excuse me.
That is the coolest.
Yes. Yeah.
And also thank you and shout out to people that we've been getting, it seems like more direct messages lately on Instagram. It's really nice. We absolutely love hearing from y'all. So if you have questions, if there's something that you liked, if there's something you're like, "Hey, I really wish that they would talk about this. I can't believe they haven't talked about this yet." let us know because we are always looking for what do you all want to hear about? So
absolutely.
And we love hearing from you. It's nice to know that people are actually listening out there somewhere in the world.
Yes. Yeah. So keep in touch with us. I know that you can find us on Instagram.
At Beauty and the Gi Podcast.
Yes.
And I'm hanging out there at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, everywhere you go.
And you're on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm role model there. I imagine if you typed in AJ Klingerman, though, you'd
they would probably find you.
I'm sure.
You're going to pop up. All right, that wraps it up for this episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on the mat. Beauty and the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.